Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Word. This is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew for Burden and Blessing Podcast and our Word of the Week. This morning we'll be considering the word Gentile or Gentiles. The word Gentile draws a contrast between God's people Israel in the Old Testament and all the other nations of the world that surround them. During the season of Epiphany, we focus on the message of God's salvation being given to the Gentiles, to those who were not a part of God's Old Testament people. This was also God's plan from the very beginning, even in his call of Abraham, through whom God would bless all the nations of the earth. And so Epiphany has a mission theme built in the same way that God reached out through his Old Testament people to save Gentiles like Rahab, Ruth, Naaman, and even the people of Nineveh through the prophet Jonah. So God reaches out through his New Testament people to save those who are lost today. While we are Gentiles by nationality, yet by faith Paul says that believers are the sons of Abraham in Galatians 3:7. Like the people of God in the Old Testament, we also have the great joy and privilege of proclaiming the praises of our Savior God to a world that is lost in darkness and unbelief. Peter writes, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." While the world looks at Christianity as being exclusive and excluding people of certain values, certain walks of life, certain attitudes, yet Christianity is in truth very inclusive. In the Old Testament book of Psalms, the psalmist writes, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, laud him, all you peoples." In the Old Testament, the Lord invites all people, not just his people Israel, but all people, to come and to receive the blessings of salvation that the Lord offered through his people Israel. The prophet Isaiah, writing about the work of the coming Savior or Messiah, says, "It is too small a thing that you, the Savior, Jesus, should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth." We see the early New Testament believers also professing this belief that God's salvation was not only for his people Israel, but for all the world. The man Simeon, who held the baby Jesus in his arms in the temple, said that Jesus would be a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of his people Israel. Christianity is not exclusive. It is very inclusive. God makes it very clear that his plan of salvation, which was fulfilled in Christ, was not just for a select few, but rather for all. The Apostle Paul asks, "Is God a God of the Jews only? Is he not the God of the Gentiles?" Yes, he is the God of the Gentiles also. As we read through the book of Acts, we see this being fulfilled and carried out in the work of the early New Testament church, as the Apostle Paul and Barnabas and many others traveled throughout the world in order to bring that message of the salvation that was accomplished through Christ to all people, Jew and Gentile alike. It was that Apostle Paul who wrote to the believers in Rome in chapter 1, verse 16, saying, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also to the Gentile." Thanks be to God that his plan of salvation was not exclusive, but rather inclusive. Thanks be to God that he has included us in his plan of salvation, and that he uses us to proclaim that message of salvation to those who are lost in darkness around us.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.